This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to the Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you at the same time by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God. Kingdom Ministries was created for the purpose of clearly and simply proclaiming the message of the literal coming Kingdom of God. The message of the kingdom was on the lips of Jesus continually during his ministry. He demonstrated the kingdom of God in the parables that he spoke and the miracles that he performed, and showed people of his day what a great day it will be when the kingdom is established. He gave them hope. He healed the sick and gave them a taste of what the world would be like when there is no illness, when there is no disease, when there is no more death. That day is future, and Jesus is the king of that kingdom. And the Voice of Tomorrow radio program and the whole ministry of Kingdom Ministries is designed to share this message of a real kingdom, which is the real hope of the church for those who believe in Jesus Christ, who have accepted, people who have accepted Jesus Christ of their own free will, have repented, have been baptized, been immersed into the waters of baptism, and walk a holy life. God will reward all of us together, those that have died in the years past, even recent, all of the dead in Christ, as well as us. We will all be made immortal at the same time when Jesus returns. We'll receive our immortality, never to die again, and we will rule and reign with Jesus in the kingdom of God. As we anticipate the coming of the coming of Christmas this week, we celebrate the first Advent with anticipation of the second Advent. And Advent means coming. We celebrate Christmas. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, which was his first Advent, which gave hope to the people of that day. The nation of Israel longed for a Messiah, longed for one that would come to rule and reign. And they longed for their Messiah to bring peace, to restore the kingdom, to restore the throne of Israel. And their Messiah was going to do that. And the angel proclaimed at the birth of Jesus, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And that is a magnificent message that was so misunderstood by the people. The only one that really got that message was John the Baptist. The people longed for their kingdom to be restored. They wanted, Israel wanted their kingdom back, and they anticipated the coming of the Messiah who would rule and reign, who would give them their kingdom back and overthrow the Roman government that was in existence at that time. And that's why they put so much stock in Jesus. They believed he was the Messiah. There were the two men that walked on the road to Emmaus as Jesus joined them right after the resurrection of Jesus. They didn't know the resurrection had taken place, and Jesus was listening to them, and in their anguish of the death of Jesus, they said, "We thought he was the one. We thought he was the one." Well, Jesus was the one, but so you see, they didn't catch the message. In the book of Matthew, the book of Luke and chapter 1, a message is given to Mary about the birth of Jesus. And we touched on this and read a little bit of it last week. I want to refresh your memory. Turn to the book of Luke. If you don't have a Bible, get a piece of paper and a pencil and write this passage down and go back and check it out again later. The angel speaks to Mary and said, "Do not be afraid, Mary." This is verse 30. "You have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, for he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. It was a message of hope, of this child was going to rule and reign forever and ever, and of his kingdom there would be no end. And this is what the nation of Israel was looking for. This is the person they wanted. But what they didn't understand is at the birth of Jesus, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, in the Christmas story, the angels said to the shepherds as they were watching their flocks that night, he said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And they looked at Jesus, they looked at this child as he grew and as he performed miracles and as he ministered to the needs of people as the mighty one that was coming from God, and he was. But they missed the word Savior, because the same Jesus, the same child that was born to Mary, a different message was given by the angel Gabriel to Joseph about that same child. And the message that was given to Joseph was this. Her husband was a righteous man. This is Matthew chapter 1. And this is in chapter 1, starting with verse 21. Start with verse 20. The angel said it appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." He will save his people from their sins. This was a different message than the message given to Mary that he'll sit on the throne of David. For the only way for forgiveness of sin was for the individual to be a sacrifice. And see, up to that point, the nation of Israel relied on animal sacrifice that God had provided as a provision in the Old Testament law. The people would sacrifice an animal and sacrifice that animal in their place, and the animal would be killed as a sin offering. And the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies once a year with blood from that sacrifice, asking forgiveness for the people, for himself and all the people of Israel. And that was done once a year, but it had to be done over and over and over. Jesus is our Savior. Our Savior. The Savior, the one that would save us from sin. It was a literal animal for Israel. It was a literal human being capable of dying, something that God cannot do, could not do. And that's why God provided a child, a human being, to die for us. His only begotten Son, Jesus. Jesus died for us. He was the Savior. And this is what the message that the angels, that the heavenly host gave to the shepherds. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And Christ means the anointed one. This is a Savior who is God's chosen. And this is what Jesus was to do. And the people missed it, because they were so wrapped up in Jesus' ministry of seeing Jesus as their Messiah, their coming and ruling king to overthrow the Romans, that they missed the Savior part. They had the ruling part, but they missed the first. And the thing that the people did not get at that time was that they saw in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 53, that there was a suffering Savior to come. And they saw the Old Testament scriptures to show a ruling, reigning king. But what they did not see is one person, Jesus, the Son of God, fulfilling both roles as suffering Savior and ruling king. And that's why they rejected him during Holy Week between the triumphal entry and the crucifixion. The tide of popular opinion turned against him. They welcomed him in on triumphal entry, proclaiming him as the Messiah, and he was. But they crucified him before the end of the week, because he was not the one that they were looking for. They thought he would start a revolt and bring the kingdom back to Israel. That wasn't God's purpose. God's purpose at that time was for him to be a savior, to die for the sins of the world. That's what Jesus did. Jesus is today alive forevermore. And when he comes again, he is going to give to every person that has lived and believed and in him and has died. He will then, at his coming, give them eternal life at his coming. The Apostle Paul, near the end of his life, recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, he said, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I kept the faith, and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of life, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. At that day. And not to me only, but to all those also that love is appearing. You see, our reward isn't at the time we die. Our reward is at the time when Jesus returns. That's when we'll receive the reward. And I commend to you the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40, and check it out. We're going to be made perfect together. And it's because Jesus overcame death. Jesus was not only the child born in a manger to die for the sins of the world at his first coming, he is now also our coming king to rule and reign when he comes the second time. We look for that day with great hope, thrills, and anticipation. May God bless you as you consider these thoughts and continue to be a student of his word.